¿Estás pensando en tus vacaciones soñadas este verano temiendo el costo? Con iBora recibes reembolsos en todas tus compras. Así puedes tomar más tiempo creando recuerdos este verano y menos tiempo soñando hacerlos. Ahora mismo, iBora ofrece a nuestros oyentes $5 solo por probar iBora usando el código La Música cuando te registras. Simplemente ve a App Store o Google Play Store y descarga la aplicación gratuita de iBora para empezar a ganar reembolsos. Usa el código La Música. Eso es IBOTTA en Google Play o App Store y usa el código La Música.
Breakfast Briefing
with Netwatch.
Horrific photographs on the papers this morning from Rafah in Gaza after Israeli airstrikes lead to tents being set on fire and innocent civilians dying. It's the main story in a number of the front pages. The Irish Daily Mirror has one word: barbaric. Tarnished Islam's latest slaughter of Gaza citizens. Taoiseach says Israel could be hit with sanctions. The front of the Irish Examiner: Rafah children pulled out in pieces. The EU considering sanctions against Israel for the first time following a barbaric airstrike on a refugee camp in Gaza. At least 45 Palestinians killed in an attack which the Israelis are describing as a mistake and a tragic mishap. IDF officials claimed that the attack had killed two senior Hamas commanders. The Irish Independent: Irish tensions with Israel rise amid anger over attack in Rafah. So, of course, today we will have Ireland formally recognising the Palestinian state today. The Israeli ambassador warning the move is worrying her country's investors in the Irish tech sector. And Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu saying a tragic mistake had been made after an airstrike killed 45 Palestinians. The government is being forced to urgently assess the economic impact of formally recognising Palestine today. On to other stories there. The Irish Sun on the front page: refugee hotels too shut. The dozens of hotels currently housing Ukrainian refugees could soon return to public use. The government won't renew 68 contracts that will shortly expire. Taoiseach Simon Harris saying we need to move beyond the emergency response to migrants. And also we heard yesterday that the state is going to stop paying charities to provide asylum seekers with tents. And we heard a story recently from Drumshambo in Leitrim where a local hotel there, which had been housing Ukrainian refugees, they're no longer going to be doing so. The department said we're not renewing the contract. So now there's a scramble in Leitrim to try and find somewhere else where around 150, I think was the figure, Ukrainians, mainly women and children, where they're going to live in the Leitrim area. They've been there for a couple of years. They're in the schools. Some of them even have pets in the hotel as well, so they'll have to find alternative accommodation. The Irish Times on the front page: rise in arrests of migrants with no passports. The number of migrants arrested and prosecuted after arriving here without travel documents has increased significantly. 96 people were arrested and brought before the courts since the start of the year. And just to put that into context, last year, for all of last year, we had two cases. This year already, we've 96 cases of people being brought before the courts. The figures cover the period to the end of April, and Garda sources say that we're already over 100. So the figure has surpassed 100 there. Also on the front of the Irish Times: young teens face increased emotional difficulties. They've greater peer problems and fewer friends than their counterparts a decade ago. And apparently girls especially are experiencing increased emotional difficulties. This is a new report from the ESRI. We'll be chatting to them shortly here on Breakfast Briefing on News Talk. Teenage girls have increased emotional issues which are negatively impacting their relations with peers and parents. And just amazing, think of all the social media apps available to teenagers now, and yet they've fewer friends than they would have a decade ago, or 13-year-olds would have had a decade ago. The Irish Daily Mail: new powers to outlaw deep fakes in election campaigns. Deep fakes are set to be banned during election periods under new rules being proposed by the government. In case you're wondering what a deep fake is and you're too afraid to ask, it's a video or audio of a person that has been digitally altered so they appear to say something that they haven't actually said. We saw this a bit with Trump and Biden. A lot of people have been victims of deep fakes, but now the government is moving to ban their use during an election period. The Irish Daily Star: a broken family. Kinahan cartel target Jerry the Monk Hutch was a no-show at the funeral of his nephew, Eddie, yesterday. Inside the papers, just back to the elections for a minute there, the Irish Independent tells us that the Electoral Commission is attempting to drive down the number of spoiled votes in the upcoming elections because we'd more spoiled votes than the capacity of Croke Park at the last election. So they're trying to stop this. Why are people going in and spoiling their votes? If you've ever been to a count centre after an election, you will see a whole section where they have to adjudicate on spoiled votes. And the chair of the Electoral Commission, Marie Baker, has said that while some are protest votes, many of the spoiled ballot papers have been wrongly filled in. So some people do go in and as a protest, they'll write a message, but actually others just don't know how to fill out the form properly. Some of the spoiled papers don't include a number one vote. Others include two number ones. So that means then that that's also an invalid ballot paper. So we need to address these problems according to the Electoral Commission and obviously people heading to the polls on June 7th. Or indeed, if you're in Limerick, you have three ballot papers. The rest of us have two. A County Mayo village, according to the Irish Times, has become a mecca for bird watchers. Apparently, people are coming in from all over the world following the arrival of a rare North American species. And there's great excitement in the ornithological world by the sighting of a yellow-crowned night heron in trees near Castlebar. And according to Niall Hatch of Birdwatch Ireland, it's the first sighting of the species in the UK or Ireland. So this is why the tourists are flocking in to see these special birds. And they speculate that the visitor to Mayo, this heron, may have got caught up in a hurricane off the Florida coast and ended up here. Apparently the birdwatching community of Ireland only became aware of it when a photograph was posted on Facebook on Sunday. Separately, I heard a review on Moncrief yesterday of that bird song documentary that was on RTE over the weekend. Must give it a watch. It sounds fantastic. With, I think your man's name is Sean Ronayne. Maybe I got the name wrong. But anyway, he's a leading ornithologist and I think he's going to become a very famous person in Ireland. Two final stories for you. One from the Times of London. Just when you think that the Pope and the Vatican is gone woke, then we hear comments like this. The Pope has said there are too many homosexuals entering seminaries and that they should be kept out, alleging that there's too much faggotry among those training for the priesthood. Now, the Pope, I assume, didn't mean to use the deeply offensive word. He was transcribing an Italian word which translates as faggotry, and this was in a meeting with Italian bishops last week. The subject of admitting gay men to seminaries was raised, and apparently the Pope, who was speaking in Italian, was unaware of the extremely offensive nature of the word in that language. But at the meeting, two or three bishops asked the Pope how they should react if a gay candidate applied to enter a seminary, and the Pope allegedly said that there was too much faggotry in Italian seminaries already. Of course, there are plenty of gay men who are priests as well, but the Pope allegedly saying that there are too many of them. I'm sure the Vatican will deny all of that. Final story, if you own a cat, stop saying "here, puss," because it's like swearing at them. This is from The Sun. A pet charity says words with S in them sound like aggressive hissing. This is according to a veterinary nurse called Gemma Renwick, who said that cats pick up on certain sounds and tend to prefer fewer S sounds. So a lot of people use S sounds when they're talking to their cats, but the cat feels like you're swearing at them. Something to consider. Anyway, those are the stories making the headlines in the papers.
Breakfast Briefing
with NetWatch
on News Talk.